you'd always want better. It'd be nice if we'd scored a few more goals, and especially on the weekend, we got the 3 points because I feel we deserved the game, but our finishing wasn't clinical enough in the end. You always want to be better than what you are, and I feel we can be.
John, going back just a couple of matches, do you feel the passion of a derby encounter with Brackley Oxford?
You know, it's very important to beat our local rivals, Oxford City. They've shelled out a lot of money recently in luring Tommy Winters and James Clifton over to them from us, and paying them a lot more money than we could. And I felt that, you know, it was important to show that we're still the number one team in the area.
And is there a certain satisfaction from beating a team that includes former players like that?
I think the satisfaction in getting the result is really just getting the 3 points, you know, and justifying that, you know, in the area at this level, we are the best team. So, and we've proven that over time, finishing 30 points above them in the first season, and again this season going ahead of them, but still a long way to go.
And how about the North Ferriby game, John? Just talk us through that one.
Yeah, we started off very well, and we created a lot of good chances, and we should have probably finished them off before half time, and we didn't, and we conceded our first goal of the season 5 games in, and for us an uncharacteristic goal. Is a little bit sloppy. And Nathan Jarman scored it. North Ferriby have bought Jarman from Chester. They've actually paid money for him, and that's why you pay money for a top striker. He scored a very clinical goal, and but our character wasn't to drop our heads. We lifted our heads, and Isaac Reid scored a fantastic free kick. And although we had a lot more chances, we should have finished the game off, and right at the very death, Marvin Robinson had a great chance from a corner almost 2 yards out and put it over the bar. So yeah, we felt disappointed that we hadn't won but we had to take the positive that you know, we'd come back from a position where we could have got our heads down, and we showed great character in the end.
It's obviously been great defence. You've already mentioned it there, the fact you hadn't conceded until that game. There were times last season when it sounded like Billy Turley might be coming to the end of his time with Brackley, but is he now organising that defence to your satisfaction, and him and the defence deserve a lot of credit for the way you started defensively?
I think the most important thing at Brackley, we defend from the front, so all 11 players are involved in the defensive, or the way we play defensively. The one thing I must say about Billy, he seems to have a renewed enthusiasm. The bit between his teeth, he's training the house down. And at 40, 40 is the new 30, though, isn't it? That we've heard, and we keep hearing from Billy. So, yeah, as long as he keeps up this form, he'll be with me if he can keep going, as long as he can, because he's an influential player for our team.
Just the final one, Guiseley. Mid-table, you expect them to do better than that, though, come the end of the season?
Massively. You know, they've finished second in most leagues. They would have won the league 2 years on the spin. And Steve Kittrick's done a fantastic job. They're a credit to the league. And they'll be a very tough side on the weekend. They really play good football. And, you know, I like Steve Kittrick as a manager. I think he's done a fantastic job at the football club. So it'll be a tough game away on Saturday, but we'll still be going there looking to get 3 points.